You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
There's a reason why central banks and prominent investors take notice when the price of gold moves significantly in either direction. Its track record as the flag bearer of wealth stretches for over 5,000 years. As of last week, gold prices have hit lifetime record highs. Rising geopolitical tensions and a possible rate cut by the US Federal Reserve keep pushing the yellow metal to new highs. But despite much of the fighting going on in the Middle East, India and China contribute to over half of the global gold demand. Traditionally, the price of gold has had an inverse relationship with the equity markets, writes Abhishek Mukherjee. But that seems to have changed in the present day, when both gold and stock market valuations are taking off. Abhishek spoke to market experts and analysts who point towards an increase in the volume of trading across the board. This, combined with most central banks around the world stocking up on gold, has led to a parallel surge. Will this trend continue? Experts, as always, ask you to exercise immense caution. While geopolitical tensions have been high over the last few years, we haven't seen many direct attacks across borders. That changed on Saturday when Iran launched missiles at Israel. This was in response to a bombing of Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria, ostensibly by Israeli forces. If Israel chooses to respond in kind, we may be at the cusp of a global war, writes N. Madhavan. Immediately, oil prices are likely to be affected. The cost of a barrel of oil had already crossed $90 last week, a six-month high. An all-out war will cause huge disruption in oil, gas, and logistical supply chains. This is especially bad news for India, where inflation is just about cooling and industrial production is ramping up. The Tata Group has a reputation of never firing any employee unless they're found guilty of sharing sensitive information or indulging in corruption. This is even more impressive when you consider the sheer volume of people they hire every year. But that is now changing. Take the group's crown jewel, TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. They aren't rushing in to fill the roles that have turned vacant after people leave the IT giant. This resulted in TCS having a lower headcount at the end of the financial year 2024 than when it started. Report Jas Bhartia, Varun Sood, and Devina Sen Gupta. This was a first since the company listed on the public markets 20 years ago. Historically, TCS's headcount and its revenue had a proportional relationship. Revenue would grow with headcount and lower with more headcounts. Some industry executives are of the view that as artificial intelligence becomes more useful in replacing roles. However, TCS has brushed aside any concerns of AI replacing human roles at the company. When most companies announce that they have introduced AI into their workflow, it usually means that they have integrated a version of AI already available in the market and customized it slightly. That isn't true for Navi, the financial services company founded by Sachin Bansal. Bansal is also the co-founder of e-commerce behemoth Flipkart. Navi is building large language models in-house at Navi. In an interview with Leslie DeMonte, Bansal admitted that choosing this route slows down the development and shipping of new features. It allows the company unmatched flexibility. In his endeavor to create a more customer-friendly banking and financial experiment, Bansal said these steps would help simplify the process that currently ails millions of people trying to access their own funds right now. Next steps? Directing bots to drive sales, which would allow someone to take a loan simply via a WhatsApp conversation. The Indian Premier League isn't just a battle between two teams playing cricket. It's also an advertising showdown between brands vying for your attention. Varuni Khosla writes that online gaming companies and fintechs are the most prolific advertisers. By virtue of being the title sponsor of the entire league, Tata is also relentless in promoting its electric vehicles and super app named Tata Neu. The reported cost of a 10-second slot on Star Sports is 12.5 lakh rupees, while Jio Cinema charges 200 rupees per 1,000 impressions on its app. Advertisers are spreading across 55 categories, a 65% increase from the previous year's edition. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.